Good morning and welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Clutch Points, and today on the show, we're going to talk about the results of voting for Executive of the Year and how nuanced a conversation that is. And what a bunch of freaking haters that run teams throughout the NBA. Sam Presti of the Oklahoma City Thunder winds up taking home the hardware. He does deserve credit for trading for Alex Caruso, who had a huge game in Game 1. He signed Isaiah Hartenstein, who has been absolutely pivotal for them all year. I think that Presti took the coward's way out by not pushing more chips into the middle of the table, consolidating the rotation, bringing in a Cam Johnson to help with some shot making on the perimeter, along with some length defensively. They opted not to do that. Their big deadline acquisition was Daniel Theis, who they immediately bought out. And allowed him to go and finish out the season in, I believe it was Germany. Not saying that Presti wasn't deserving. Again, he put together probably one of the better rosters, top to bottom, in the NBA. And the window that they have in front of them is pretty insane. They sit on top of a cache of picks that my running theory actually is that the rest of the executives in the NBA voted for Presti to get on his good side so that, you know, he never actually pushes those chips into the middle of the table. Giannis Antetokounmpo might be available this summer. They could bring back Kevin Durant. And if they do that without messing with the rotation too much, and they use some of that draft capital, then next year's title predictions become pretty easy. But hey, he does deserve it, this award could look pretty funny in the light if the Nuggets beat the Thunder in this second round. I know a lot of people were doing this with the MVP award, as it looks likely to be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and maybe Jokic might be the more valuable player there. But that one is strictly a regular season award, and Shai was pretty brilliant in the regular season. Presti not doing anything with the roster at the deadline is a pretty tough look. And then if that's his entire job and he decided not to do it, and then they get knocked out in the second round because he decided not to do it, then that award is a tough look. But I guess congratulations to Presti. I'm not going to lie, I'm rooting against you. Let's talk about Pelinka, who finished sixth in the running for this. He finished behind Lawrence Frank, who also built a team that lost in the first round of the playoffs and had a worse record than the Lakers had this season. Look, a lot can be true at the same time with Rob Pelinka. I think he is terrible at actually committing to a basketball identity, and I am really nervous about what he does this offseason and how and to what extent he's able to maximize the Luka Doncic era. But he still has a Luka Doncic era to look forward to. He was there standing next to Magic Johnson when LeBron James decided to play for the Lakers. I'm not going to give either of those guys very much credit there. I think that was purely a LeBron James decision, and he was just going to, you know, sign with the Lakers basically no matter who was in power, so long as it wasn't Jim Buss. But still, Rob was there.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Then they bungle. Magic Johnson completely bungles the Anthony Davis trade negotiations with Dell Demps and the New Orleans Pelicans. And he does so to such an embarrassing extent that those two sides basically stopped talking altogether. And both organizations had to essentially move on from the people who were in charge. You had Magic Johnson quit. I don't know if the Lakers ever would have moved on from Magic, but still, Magic quit, infamously. And then the Pelicans fired Dell Demps. The Pelicans brought in David Griffin, and the Lakers kept Rob Pelinka. Those two guys worked out a deal. And then the Lakers were in on Kawhi Leonard, thought they were getting Kawhi Leonard, didn't get Kawhi Leonard, and then were able to have such a good plan B in place that they were able to put together a championship roster. Now, everything that made that team kind of special gets whittled away over the following few years, and they are just now kind of poking their head out from the post-Russell Westbrook apocalypse. And I think Rob deserves some credit for being able to poke his head up from the ground after that just disaster of an offseason. Remember, it wasn't just trading for Russell Westbrook. They also picked Thalen Horton Tucker over Alex Caruso when they could have kept both. And anyway, I guess my point here is, in the NBA, the best skill that you can have is star acquisition and star retainer. They aren't lawyers, but keeping your stars is, you know, the second most important skill for an executive to have in the NBA. Rob is very good at both of those things. That said, Rob just, you look at his off seasons and they are all in direct response and often an overreaction to the prior year. You had the year where he and Magic Johnson thought that they were going to surround LeBron James with a whole bunch of ball handling, and that team was completely out of balance. Then as a reaction to that roster, they completely went in the opposite direction a couple years later and built a team that had nothing but shooting on it. Remember that Wayne Ellington, Carmelo Anthony team that they couldn't be judged until Trevor Ariza played. And as a reaction to that, they brought in any number of other kinds of identities. And it's just that it's been a long time since Rob Pelinka put together a roster that made very much sense. And the people who wind up paying for that are Anthony Davis and LeBron James, who the Lakers were basically just kind of giving up on over the final couple years of that tenure. Now they have Luka, and look, building an identity across an entire team when you bring in your superstar in February, that's always going to be impossible. But had the Lakers just taken Anthony Davis a little bit more seriously and brought in a center, maybe you don't have Jackson Hayes getting played off of the floor in the way that he did in that first round. So I guess all of this is to say, I probably personally would have voted for Rob Pelinka to be executive of the year for bringing in Luka and not having to send every single pick that he could have possibly sent out for him and every single asset that the Lakers could have possibly sent out for him. I think Rob deserves credit for that. But I'm still kind of nervous about what Rob is going to do now that he's promoted. He's a made man. I'm hoping that now that Rob Pelinka is a made man, that he's able to just kind of step up, find an identity that he is comfortable with, maximize that identity, and build around Luka Doncic, and we can stop having this conversation. That's ideal. That's what I'm rooting for. However, I need to see him prove it before we get there. So, I guess, for lack of a better term, congratulations to Sam Presti, and congratulations to every other executive around the NBA for proving how petty and stupid this award is. But at the end of the day, Rob, you got your work cut out for you. It's going to be a very difficult offseason, and there's a lot riding on it. So let's see how you do. All right, that is going to do it here for this episode of the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. I hope you guys check out the lounge from yesterday as well. And yeah, enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's. We'll talk to you later.